When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by wonderful people at PitcherList.com. I am your host, Monday through Friday, Brian Entricken. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. Find all the podcasts and written content that I provide at the table. More importantly, go to PitcherList.com for all the great content they provide day in and day out. We are here to recap the day's action and get you ready for the following day or the day you're listening. That day's action recap the day before. It depends on when you're checking out the First Pitch Podcast. But I am here to recap Monday, April 17th, and get you ready for Tuesday, April 18th. We had a couple rainouts. We had some doubleheaders coming up on Tuesday. That's fun. But we have some other news. We have I'm going to start with something good and positive. And then it gets like Hello Darkness, My Old Friend should start playing in the background pretty soon. We'll start out with some of the positives here on your First Pitch Podcast, your morning cup of coffee to get you ready for the baseball action. And Pablo Lopez, who's been absolutely outstanding this season. Pitch mix change, velocity change. He's just throwing so many more off-speed pitches and getting swings and misses. It's been amazing. The Twins think it's amazing also because the two sides agreed on a four-year, $73.5 million contract extension, which is great to see for many reasons because usually the Twins don't spend money, period, especially on pitching. And to get Pablo that kind of love just proves that the fantasy community is not the only one appreciating what Pablo's bringing to the mound. Over his first four games started, 1.73 ERA, 2.87 xFIP, 27.6 K to walk ratio, which is one of the better stats that I enjoy looking at for quality of pitching, and a 30.7% CSW, which honestly I expected to be higher with how good he's been, but he's just been filthy. It's great to see. Congrats to Pablo. Congrats to the Twins fans. You have a good one on your hands for at least four more seasons. Alex Cora of the Boston Red Sox announced that the team will stick to a six-man rotation for the time being, as they have a bunch of young arms. They have Chris Sale from injury, all these things. So they need more depth in the starting rotation. So Tanner Houck will start in the rotation. And here's my 30 seconds of complaining about poor roster management by the Boston Red Sox. Okay, Brian Bello. And yes, I love Brian Bello. I think he's going to be a great pitcher. He started rehabbing in the minors. This will be his first start of the season. Obviously not completely back in theory. And you have an early start time due to the marathon. You have rain that delays the start of the game. Then it's still rainy when he pitches. It's cold. He pitches horribly. He actually doesn't, though. If you look at the background numbers, his stuff was really good. He just couldn't finish off batters. But then it gets rained, like another rain delay, so his starts cut even shorter. Just an absolute just travesty in how you treat a young kid. It's like the Red Sox, you wonder why you guys are going to be the Yankees' little stepbrothers for a while. That was a perfect example of it right there. So, all right, off my soapbox. Back to the news at hand. Taj Bradley of the Tampa Bay Rays, he is expected to make the start on Tuesday for the Rays in Great American Small Park. So, and he should stay in the rotation for the time being. You know, eventually Zach Eflin will be back. Tyler Glasnow is coming back. But if you look at the grand scheme of things, and there's some smart people on Twitter that have mentioned it, if you look at the Rays rotation, tell me how Taj Bradley is probably not the third best pitcher in that rotation. Why are we sending Taj Bradley back down? Go get rid of Fleming. Go get rid of the opener Beeks. Like, there's a lot of things they can get rid of and keep Taj Bradley up there. So we'll see how they handle it. But for now, he is going to be a staple in the Rays rotation. And now some of the injuries begin. Hunter Green left his start after he was hit in the shin with a line drive. He finished the inning, but he did not come back out. Later reports said he suffered a right tibia contusion and x-rays were negative. So he's day to day. It's basically a big bruise on his tibia shin area. And it's just a matter of how the swelling goes and how the pain can be handled by Hunter Green. So I guess we kind of dodged the bullet on that one. Padres catcher Luis Campusano, who I'm a huge fan of, I think he overtakes Austin Nola at some point this season, He's placed on the IL with a left thumb sprain. That's not great. If you're a catcher, folks, do the math on what hand the glove goes on. And if you're a catcher, not good. So he goes on the IL with that. Brandon Dixon gets recalled. He's an infield. He's a utility player. Don't worry about him for fantasy. And Brett Sullivan is supposed to be the backup catcher. He's supposed to catch for Snell on Tuesday night. Again, neither one of Dixon or Sullivan are really fantasy relevant. The fantasy relevance part is Luis Campusano going to the IL. The next pitcher that bites the dust. Jacob DeGrom left his start on Monday after four no-hit innings, looking DeGrom-esque on the mound against the Kansas City Royals. He had 58 pitches. He left with right wrist soreness. I don't know if he was hanging out with David Price and playing video games or what was going on there. I've heard a lot of funny scenarios on what could have happened to Jacob DeGrom, but it was said to be precautionary. More tests to come. DeGrom was interviewed after the game and said he could have still pitched. This was just precautionary. We didn't want to ruin things. If it was later in the year or a playoff situation, he would have stayed on the mound, blah, blah, blah. We hear all that kind of stuff. So let's get some more tests. Let's see what's going on. It's getting frustrating, though, because he was getting stretched back out. He was starting to look like DeGrom of old. People are getting pumped. Great matchup versus Kansas City. He was dealing, and then wrist soreness. So go figure there. On yesterday's episode of the First Pitch Podcast, I reported about Daniel Bard and his return rehab outing where he struck out three and gave up one hit over a perfect no runs in an inning in Albuquerque. It was so good. The Rockies already flew him back to Denver. He was in the locker room on Monday. Should be returned to the team on Tuesday, potentially, and the team can use all the pitching they can get. So great, great story on Daniel Bard. Another injured pitcher. Another injured ace. Corbin Burnes. Now, DeGrom's was quote-unquote precautionary. Hunter Green has a bruise. We're still waiting on results on Corbin Burnes here, but he gave up a long fly ball to J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, in the sixth inning on his 85th pitch of the game. He was pitching well. He immediately grabbed his pec, his left pec. That's a your muscle, you know, like where the bodybuilders can like flex them. I can't, but other ones can. He flexed his left pec, basically, grabbed it, and looked straight at the trainer and called for help. He walked off the mound with said trainers plural. There was most more than one if you see the picture, and we're waiting on results there. But that's not good when he immediately grabs and calls for help. That is never good. Never good at all. He didn't even try like a practice pitch. He was like, nope, I'm done. I'm out. See ya. Peace. I'll catch you all later. So the Brew Crew already down Brandon Woodruff, which sounds like at least 2 months, if not more. Like the more news that comes out on Brandon Woodruff is not great. And now you got Corbin Burnes, who like the way he acted feels like he tore something in his pectoral region. I'm just speculating. I am not a doctor, so do not take my word for that. But I'm hoping the tests come back and it's just like an ouchie and we're good. Like I tell my daughter, you have a boo-boo, I'll kiss it, make it feel better. Like I'm not going to kiss Corbin Burnes' pectoral, but somebody make it feel better, please. We need Corbin Burnes on the mound. All right, San Francisco Giants, Michael Conforto missed his fourth straight game with calf tightness. Julio Ramos continues to start in his absence. Conforto's day-to-day. Really no straight time frame, though. Like there's kind of every day, how you feeling, Conforto? Not great. Okay, we're moving on. Let's put him on the IL. It'll be the smart thing to do. We're already halfway there, but no, we're going to wait. Same with Jesse Winker. We're doing this dance again. He was out for a second straight game with an oblique injury. It's not serious enough to go on the IL, but not serious enough to play every day. So Luke Voit got the start of DH, played pretty well on Monday night in Seattle. So we'll see how that goes with Jesse Winker. Let's check out some of the hitting highlights on your Monday. And there was some offense on the West Coast of baseball. Patrick Wisdom continues to crush said baseballs. 3 for 5, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 4 RBIs against the Oakland Athletics. Patrick Wisdom is now hitting .288 on the season with a whopping 8 home runs, 13 runs scored, and 13 RBIs. Still striking out 31.6% of the time. Over the last week, though, he dropped that down to closer to like 25, 26, which I know doesn't sound great, but it's a lot better for Patrick Wisdom. So I'm curious to see how this keeps going. He has a great matchup on Tuesday night. Great matchup versus the lefty Ken Waldachuk to keep that train rolling for Patrick Wisdom. Freddie Freeman, welcome. Welcome, my friend. It's glad to see you wake up a bit there. 3 for 4, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs. He's now hitting .328 on the season. Batting average is never a concern. But now he has 3 home runs. He entered the game with 1, if you do the quick math on that. He has 14 runs scored. He's getting on and scoring a ton of runs. And only 6 RBIs. So he had 1 home run and 3 RBIs entering the game. Hit 2 home runs and drove in 3 tonight. So hopefully this is a sign of things to come with Freddie. You drafted him early because you wanted the 5-category production, not just the batting average on the runs scored. Let's get it going, Freddie. Long ways to go. I have confidence in the man. Good to see him put it together a bit on Monday night. Andrew McCutchen, the 36-year-old Andrew McCutchen. Everyone thought, oh, he's signing with Pittsburgh. It's a going away party, basically. He ain't going quietly, folks. 2 for 6 with a solo shot on and 1 run scored and 1 RBI on Monday night, which is crazy because they scored 13 runs. But I looked at his numbers. It kind of got my attention. He's hitting .302 on the season, McCutchen is, with 3 home runs, 8 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and more impressively from Kutch, 3 stolen bases. Like, if McCutchen somehow puts up 15-15 this year, he's going to be 37 in the middle of the season, I think. That's bonkers. I know myself and many others were sitting there like, hey, he's like a late-round pick. He's kind of free. Take a shot, whatever. I didn't even expect this kind of production from him. I was thinking like 260, maybe finishes the year with like 12 to 15 homers, like 6 stolen bases. Okay, cool. Deep league fodder, whatever. He's balling out right now, and he's at least getting some getting my eyes' attention in those 12-team formats. For more details on the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box at pitcherlist.com. Let's get to the bump here, starting pitching highlights. And there's a bunch of them because of the injuries and whatnot, but I'll start with Max Fried, who returned from the IL. He went 5 shutout innings, no walks, 4 Ks. That was great. No walks was big for me. 10 whiffs, a 32% CSW versus the Padres, and only 79 pitches. Great return against a tricky team. No walks, getting the whiffs. Loved everything I saw from Max Fried. Hoping to keep this going. He's a big, big target of mine, so go get it, Max Fried. Hayden Wesneski, he took spring training by storm. First 2 starts weren't great. He entered tonight hit with a 7.50 ERA, 6.57 xFIP in his first 2 starts, a total of 6 innings combined. That's how bad it was. Well, I don't know if it was Wesneski figuring it out or if it was the Oakland Athletics. Maybe a little bit of both. Wesneski went 7 innings, pitched 1 earned, 5 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts, 11 whiffs, a 39% CSW on 90 pitches. He was filthy. It was outstanding. Let's cross our fingers and hope this is a sign of things to come from Hayden Wesneski. Big Rich Hill. Rich Hill, let's head to the mountain. He was in the, it makes sense. We should have known. It was like foreshadowing. Colorado, Rocky Mountains, Rich Hill. We all know the nickname. Yeah. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned, 6 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts, 11 whiffs, 31% CSW on 105 pitches. What is he had 0 strikeouts in his last 6 innings start against the Astros. Didn't give up many runs, but 0 strikeouts. I know the Astros and the Rockies are 2 different teams. I'm very obviously aware of this, but that's an impressive outing from Rich Hill in Coors Field. That one shocked a lot of people. If you thought that was going to happen, well, go buy some lotto tickets, folks. Outstanding stuff. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and to read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. A couple of relief pitching highlights for you on Monday. AJ Puck picked up his 2nd save, 1 hit, no runs, no strikeouts against the Gigantes. Andrew Chafin picked up his 3rd save for the D-backs, and that pretty much, we already thought it was his job. That cements his role for me as the Arizona closer for now. And then Adam Ottavino, it keeps getting fun in New York. David Robinson did not pitch, I'm assuming because he's been used a lot lately, or he struggled, or both, who knows. But Adam Ottavino picked up his 2nd save of the season, as that seems like a bit of roulette in New York, so keep an eye on that. And if you need more relief pitcher actions, make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com. All right, before we preview your Tuesday, April 18th, day on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day 1. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. Casey Bubba. Let's take a look at the weather from the one, the only, Mark Paquette.
Thanks, Brian. Well, looking at today's weather, we're going to see the cool, classic April weather for Boston and New York continue. These are going to be the trickiest weather games. Not tricky because I'm expecting a postponement or a delay. It's just miserably cold here. The Red Sox are hosting the Twins, and the Yankees welcome Mr. Otani and Mr. Trout into the Bronx. So those are the two games to watch. Not expecting any postponements or delays, so that's good news. I will talk to you later. Back to you.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. As always, let's talk some DFS targets on your Tuesday of action. And we're staying out west for the most part here. Obviously, Coors Field is going to be a big one. Vinny V versus Jose Urania. I'm a fan of targeting both of those pitchers at all times, especially in Coors Field. I prefer the Pirates on that side of things. If you're playing DraftKings, very affordable, like I talked about on Monday's show. The other spots I'm looking at, the Cubs are my favorite spot to target in DraftKings on Tuesday, going up against Waldichuk, not just because they went off on Monday. I was on them on Monday. So, this is a team that's clicking right now, getting some great matchups. Cubbies. And then the Houston Astros versus Chris Bassett. The velocity of Bassett, there's a lot of concerns with Bassett. I think they're real concerns. So I think Houston wakes up. Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez and company in for a big one in Houston. All right, going to the mound, though. You know, you got your Striders of the world and others. I'll save some cash. Give me Marcus Stroman, who's been outstanding this year, especially in the strikeout department, going up against said Oakland Athletics. I think he keeps the train rolling there. And then you got Brad Keller, who has been well-documented. The pitch mix changes, the velocity changes, so on and so forth. He's been outstanding his last couple starts. Now he gets another start against the Texas Rangers. So give me some Brad Keller action as well. I think Stroman and Keller, nice little 1-2 punch in the fantasy realm. Things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, the return of Taj Bradley. Sadly, goes to Great American Small Park. So we'll have to kind of cross our fingers there. But let's see how Taj does. I am really curious to see if the Brad Keller, you know, reinvention continues on against the Texas Rangers, because I know a lot of people added him in Fab this week. So let's see how the Brad Keller train keeps running. Very excited about that. And anytime I can watch Spencer Strider pitch, I'm in. He's throwing around 98 pitches his last start. He's going about 5 innings in each start. He's had 9 strikeouts in all 3 starts. So that's been great. Just had to get up 3 runs last time out. I'm really curious to see what Spencer Strider keeps doing, because he's electric. But the concerns I always had with him was the depth in games he goes, which could prevent him from getting the wins necessary from an ace pitcher. So let's see what Spencer Strider brings to the mound against the Padres on Tuesday. All right, before we head on out here, reminder everybody, go to pitcherlist.com, become a member at PL Plus, PL Pro, gets you into the Discord, all the great tools and much, much more. You keep the train rolling by joining the PL Plus, PL Pro programs that make Pitcherlist become bigger and better each and every year with Nick Pollock and friends. So check that out. And more importantly, check me out on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with another episode of the First Pitch Podcast. But for now, this was your Tuesday, April 18th edition. Hope you guys have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.